This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israelis continued to wait anxiously on Thursday after the proposed pause in fighting and release of hostages was delayed for at least another day.
About the delay in the prisoner release, I think when you are making a deal with Hamas, you should not expect everything to go by the plan, and you should expect surprises. But we are prepared for it, and I believe that over time, they will be released.
With the deal delayed, war raged on in northern Gaza. Israel said the release of hostages meant to be accompanied by the war's first pause would be delayed until at least Friday. Champagne and cake for the Dutch anti-EU far-right populist Geert Wilders, who won the Dutch elections and will now start looking for coalition partners. His win is set to have wide repercussions in the Netherlands and Europe. A fan of fellow Eurosceptic Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, the vocally anti-EU Wilders has vowed to halt all immigration, slash Dutch payments to the Union, and block the entrance of any new members, including Ukraine. Rescuers in India hoped to finish drilling through debris on Thursday and free 41 men trapped in a highway tunnel in the Himalayan region after a metal obstacle slowed progress. The World Health Organization on Wednesday officially requested China for details of an increase in respiratory illnesses and reported clusters of pneumonia in children. This is VOA News. Recession fears loom large for the Eurozone. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports that Thursday's flash composite purchasing managers index showed the bloc's economy contracted 0.1% in November.
It suggests the 20-country currency union is on track to decline again in the fourth quarter. The downturn in Eurozone business activity eased this month, rising to 47.1 from October's near three-year low of 46.5 above analyst forecasts. But that was still below the key 50 mark separating contraction from growth. The PMI covering the bloc's dominant services industry rose to 48.2 from last month's 47.8.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire, who says the PMI beat expectations but fell well below the key 50 mark they were looking for. Finland said it will close three more crossing points on the country's lengthy border with Russia, leaving only one Arctic point open to control the influx of migrants. 600 migrants without proper visas and documentation, mostly from the Middle East and Africa, have arrived in Finland in November compared to a few dozen in September and October. Finland blames Russia for orchestrating the increase. One of the stages of North Korea's satellite launch rocket exploded after separation on Tuesday. We saw it in video captured by a South Korean astronomy observatory, in what some analysts say may have been a deliberate destruction to prevent recovery. North Korea launched its first spy satellite into orbit on Tuesday. It's Thanksgiving Day in the United States, a national holiday celebrating a dinner feast in the 1600s with English pilgrims and Native Americans. For Americans today, it's a day filled with holiday-specific foods like turkey and ham, watching American football on TV, and in the morning on the East Coast in New York City, the annual Macy's Department Store Parade.
I'm so excited for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is our 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's going to be the biggest and best parade yet.
That's Will Cross. He's the parade's executive producer. The parade features floats and giant balloons shaped like beloved characters like Snoopy, the Pillsbury Doughboy, and Kung Fu Panda's Po. So from us in America, Happy Thanksgiving.